Blog Talk Radio.
God bless all my listeners on this evening. Wonderful Monday night, prophecy night, here on Blog Talk Radio. God bless you all. I pray that everyone's day has been wonderful. I do not want to forget about those that are listening via internet. God bless you tonight. And I'm very grateful that you're able to join me here tonight. Those that are new to the show, I am your host tonight. My name is Prophetess Ellen Bynum. God bless you all. I just want to give you all a couple of new things that is going to be coming up for the new year. I know I have been speaking to you all about every Wednesday night, beginning in the month of March, every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Prophecy Night, we'll be doing prophecies on relationships. So when you're calling for your prophecy has to do with relationship. What I'm also going to be doing in the process of taking those calls, I will be releasing prophetically different themes that is pertaining to relationships. Also, for the month of April, I'm going to have a company prophet that's going to also give prophecies to all the callers that call in. It won't be just me. It'll be other prophets, and as the Lord leads, a prophet or several prophets can give you a prophecy. Now, that's only going to be more than likely our Friday prophecy night. Not every Friday, but a selective date for Friday in the month of April. We'll have the company of prophets come in and just give you the word of the Lord. Also, if you need to reach me at any of my social network sites, you can do so at Ellen Bynum page, lowercase I. Also, I have Prophetess Ellen Bynum ministry page, and that you can locate also on Facebook / Prophetess Ellen Bynum, and that should pull up the ministry page. Well, you know what? Tonight we have a whole lot to be grateful for and a whole lot to thank God for, and I'm actually playing with the switchboard and getting the switchboard up, and if anybody that knows me knows how sometimes the switchboard does what it wants to do. But overall, God does what he wants to do. So while I am working on that, I want to continue to talk to you. And those that are connected with me on all of my sites, I don't have that many. I don't know why I'm saying all. Well, all means more than one. But everyone that is connected to those sites, and I'm gonna broadcast this, because as people are going to retrieve this, they'll be able to have knowledge to what I'm speaking, and they can understand it and take heed to it. I'm no longer connected to Liberty Mountains of All Nations USA and Cameroon branch, or Liberty Mountains of All Nations USA, Florida, and Cameroon branch. If you should see my name connected to any of these ministries, I'm asking everyone that is listening live and those that will receive this message to simply report that post to whatever site and what you see. I'm no longer with that ministry. Whatever you see posted on any of the sites, disregard and report it to that site. And I just ask everyone to be obedient in doing that. Let's see. I'm actually still playing around with the switchboard. We had an awesome time. Also, I want to mention for the new year, we had an awesome time with the New Year prophecy. Once again, God showed up and did what he does best, and we thank him for that. And also, I wanted to let you all know that that day I took in, oh Lord, let me get the numbers right. I took in 21 calls and 27 of those calls. No, I took in 21 calls and 27 of those calls never was able to come in and receive the prophecy. I mean, it's a 30-minute segment show, and I always tell people, get in the queue as soon as you can. You know, when you get there, I'm going to see you. I would have had love to be able to talk to all these people, but, you know, what can you really do in 30 minutes? So I do encourage everyone that when they call into Prophecy Night, whether the switchboard is open or not, God would allow me to speak to you all prophetically. And the word of God is still going to go forth. And while I'm playing around with this switchboard, you know, I wrote something on my site. I don't have it here in front of me. But it dealt with the silence of unforgiveness. And I just want to briefly talk about that. Yes, that's prophecy too, honey. It's prophecy too, baby, okay? It's prophecy. So I don't want you to think you're missing out on anything. Though I didn't open up the switchboard yet, I'm still giving you prophecy. So I want you to be encouraged. And I wrote about the silent death of unforgiveness. Now, I was just speaking to my mother tonight, and I was sharing some things with her. And we were talking about people who have a conscience and people who don't have conscience. And I told her that even when I was a sinner, I knew not to mess with God, and I knew not to mess with his people. But today, in the time that we are living in, and everybody needs to catch this, we are living not only in the end times, but we are living in the end times where the power of wickedness is more greater than ever seen before. Yet, more greater than ever seen before. Any time, well, the word of God did say even God's elect are wicked fools. And I'm just only translating that in my words. But nevertheless, this is why we have to truly, truly be equipped with the word of God. The word of God not only has to be our sword of defense, but we have to know the word for ourselves. And with that being said, I've got the switchboard open. Oh, I know somebody's happy. And with that being said, God is going to do some awesome things. Let's open up the phone line. Let's see. I'm rotating my finger. Wherever it stopped, there it goes. Okay. Oh, that didn't work out. That finger thing kind of messed everything up. Okay, what the prophet did here now. Bear with me. And let me just say quickly, it bothers my spirit to know that God's people are the one that are running God's people out the church. And let me tell you something. People have done some crazy things to me. Every code 816, I'm going to take you next. So just be patient with me. I see you've been holding for a while. People have done some crazy things to me. But not only God has given me a heart to forgive that individual, but God has given me a spirit to still love that individual. And I cannot understand how we can hate people so badly as we do, and then say, there's Jesus in me, let the Jesus in you, and got more wickedness in hell going on inside of you that nobody can tell whether Jesus is there or he have gone and left you. It is a terrible thing to fool God's people when you mature and know better. But with that being said, Erico 816, God bless you. Let's try you again, Erico 816. Okay. I'm going to try to pop and get you back in here again and see what happens. Okay. I see you want to talk to me, too, so I don't want to... Well, every call, 816. Let's see. Let me make another attempt in Jesus' name. Yeah, every call, 816, if I cannot get you live, I will... Definitely, I know I'll get a chance to talk back. Let's see if another line is messing up. Okay, it might be me. Maybe call 816, even when I try to get connected when somebody else is doing the same thing. So let's just see. Okay. All right. I'm going to make another attempt. Maybe call 816. Hallelujah. It was. You there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello. Happy New Year to you.
Oh, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to call in on New Year's.
I was looking for you.
Yeah,
I was looking for you.
We had a family dinner, so.
Okay. How can I be a blessing to you tonight?
Want just basically prayers for my family to ask God to protect them and, you know.
Oh. Okay, well, that's what we do here. We do pray. I did say on one of my opening broadcasts that we do prophecy, but when somebody calls for prayer, we are going to give that prayer. And, in fact, I'm going to have someone pray for you. I want you to stay on the line.
Okay.
Mother, you there?
Hello.
Hello? Yeah, Mother,
yes.
I want you to pray for my sister. I want you to pray for her family. Can you do that right now?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come
yes,
before
Lord.
You, God, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, in the name
Father,
of Jesus,
I
Lord.
Touch your daughter tonight.
Yes, touch her right
from
now,
my
God.
Head to toe.
God
bless
the name of Jesus, God.
You know our name by name,
God.
And Father, you know what
yes,
they need for. You know
oh,
what
hallelujah.
They need, God. You know better than
yes,
they
Lord
shall.
God.
God, I ask you
yes,
to fill that family,
Lord, God.
Save
yes,
the one is
Lord
not
God.
Saved.
Mm.
Father, continue
Lord
watching
God.
Cover them in your blood, God.
Yes,
in the
Lord
mighty
Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
In
Father, I'm asking
Jesus.
You right now, God, to come on
do
into their
right
homes
now,
you're living in. Father, stir
yes,
it up, God. Touch every pew, everything that's
spirit,
in that house,
Lord.
God. In the name
in
of
the
Jesus,
name of
I bind Satan right now. You
do
cannot,
right now,
you will
Lord
not
God.
Get no victory
oh,
over this
yes,
child
Lord
and her family. God,
yes,
whatever
Lord
she stands in need for, is
in
it
the name of Jesus,
is
Lord.
Is it the deliverance? Is it the healing
way,
blessing? You do it right now
yes,
in
Lord
Jesus'
God.
Name, I pray. Thank God
yes,
and amen.
God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
God bless
you,
Mother. Yes,
thank
God,
you. God
bless
you,
sister.
God bless you.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
You be blessed, and I thank you so much for calling in and that prayer be received.
Amen. I want to give you
Do you have a Bible?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to read Psalms 37 tonight.
Psalm 37?
Yes, tonight. You know, before you go to bed, I want you to read that. And I want you to also pray with that scripture as well for your family.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Was there anything else, my dear?
No, if the God showed you anything else to tell me for 2016?
Well, the only thing about that, I'm not doing prophecies tonight for 2016.
Okay.
And no, let me just let you understand. When you come and do prophecies like that, I have to prepare myself before God to do those prophecies. And God, I came with one agenda that God has given me. But what I will tell you for 2016, if you stay in obedience to the things of God, some of the things that you're asking God for, and some of the things that you have asked for on the show, you will see it for 2016. But it's going to take your obedience.
Okay? Okay.
And keep us updated on your family.
I will. Thank you so much.
And God bless you. Yes. God bless you. Yeah, God bless Eric Cole 816. She has such a sweet spirit, and I thank God for her. And I thank God for Mother, who called in the call of prayer. And that's how it is. I tell you, God is always on time. I want to say this. You know, these prophecy nights, those that are joining me for the first time, can go either way. And I'm loving on God tonight, and I'm loving on the Spirit tonight for so many different things. You know, I know we have heard people say, oh, you got to praise God. You got to praise him in the morning time. You got to praise him in the afternoon. You got to praise him in the evening. And all between the day. But when you sit down, and matter of fact, everybody that's listening to this show and that's listening to the voice of God that is coming for me, I want you right where you at. And I'm going to give you like about 5 seconds, because the number 5 came up. Wow. I'll tell you about the number 5 also. So 5 seconds, I want you to sit there and just think about today how good God is. If you are connected on this line and God didn't do nothing for you today, please call into the show. The prophet needs to talk to you. Take 5 seconds and think about how good God was. And I'm going to tell you how good he was when our 5 seconds is up. You know how good God was? I was taught that the number 5 means power, freedom, favor, change, and grace. That's what God was to you today. And after this broadcast, you'll be able to track everything you did today. And you're going to say, oh, I know where his grace was. Oh, Jesus, I know where the change was. Oh, Father, I know where the power was. Oh, my God, Lord, I know where the freedom was. Lord, I thank you. The number 5 deals with those, the number 5 deals with those 5 words. I heard somebody say, can you say it again? Not on the switchboard. This is somebody that's listening live. 5 represents power, freedom, probably saying it a different way, favor, change, and grace. That's 5 powerful words that God worked in your life. This is everybody that's connected on this line. You'll be able to track back. Some of you all see it now. And let me tell you something. Somebody that you love the most or the best can't give you that. Somebody you know for many years can't give you that. Only God can give you that. and take those 5 words and love on God tonight and be very grateful to what God has done tonight for you. I want to open back up the call to 347, but I'm going to take 832 first, and 347, I'll come back to you. I didn't know whether or not if you wanted to speak. 347 and 832, you know, you might as well say they're part of the prophecy night line, and I thank God for their faithfulness. Let's see if I can get every code 832. Let's see if it works. Okay. 832, it works for you. God bless you.
Good afternoon. Same here. God bless you. Thank God for you this afternoon. And I already have said Happy New Year to you. And I just thank God for what you're doing in your life and what he's allowing you to do in our life. And I just thank God for everything. If there's anything
Amen.
God needs you, wants you to tell me, thank God for it. If not, I still go praise him anyhow.
Well, you know what? Well, one thing God wants to know, and I was about to ask you, did you write down those 5 words? Please
yes,
tell me you
ma'am.
Did.
Yes, ma'am.
I
have power. Okay, okay. All right. Tell me what you got. Tell me what you have. I have power. I have freedom. I have change. I have savior. And I have faith.
And grace.
I'm going to say great. Yes, I'm sorry. I said before the same thing.
Well, look.
I'm so sorry.
Look, you meant,
sorry, I'm so excited.
Look, 832, you saying great. You making me hungry, okay? But it's great. You making
great,
me hungry.
Thank you. I know.
Yes,
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. But definitely the number 5 relates to these 5. Yeah, this was given to me. In my years of coming in contact and training with a lot of people. But anyway, God bless you, and it's good to hear from you as always. Okay?
Oh, thank you. God bless you. God love you,
God
honey.
Bless you, sir. Love you, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Welcome to Prophecy Night.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, God bless you. How can I be a blessing to you?
Yes, I just started a new career today, and just want to see how Spirit's going to lead me in that position.
Okay, now I have a question to ask you. I see you in uniform. Is that part of the new position job?
I'm not in the uniform, but the place I've been working at, the students are.
Wow, I'm not sure what that means because I actually see you in the uniform.
Okay.
Did you apply for a higher position?
Yeah.
What was the outcome of that?
There's no outcome yet. I applied for this position, I got it, but I also applied for another one that's coming soon.
Okay, so. So now see the prophet's seen another position. But I'm not sure what the connection. Kind of helped me out a little bit.
Okay,
so
right
I
now.
Should be in, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, right now I'm just kind of like a student manager, but I applied for a leadership position for the summertime, which is a fellowship, which will allow me to be an administrator if I successfully complete the components of that fellowship.
Okay, so that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing the now, and I'm seeing then.
Okay.
When are you expected to get that decision from that job?
Early part of March.
Well, let me tell you one thing else that I do see. They definitely do have your paperwork in front of them, and they're also taking big considerations for this job. So if it's something that you definitely get and it falls in your favor, you would very well deserve that job because you're more than capable in doing that job. Okay, even the ones with the student assistant now and even this new one that will come up later. I think you say sometime in the summer. Okay, so definitely both jobs will work for you. And if it's something that you want and I already see it, now you have to take the prophecy and move the prophecy by faith. By all means, always still pray to God about the prophecy so that you'll be able to have more clarity and that your faith will be built up knowing that you will receive this job. If you believe by faith, I should say, you will receive this job.
Awesome.
Yes.
Okay. Well, yes. Thank you very much for interceding on my behalf.
Yes. Was there something else? If there's something else, forever hold your peace. I see three things, and there's a third thing in back of you. Now is the time if you want to share it. If not, I'll just give you the word on it, and I'm just going to move on.
Okay. Right now, I'm just really trying to focus on finances, where that's going to go.
Right. But you know what? Let me just tell you something about that, because I know you're very cold-hearted and very warm-hearted when it comes to finance. If your finance is not right, you ain't right. And I could tell you that about you. But what I also want to tell you, you got the power and you got the control to bring the finance. But it's going to cost you to do something. And in order to have that money come to you, you're going to have to believe that that money is going to come. And you have to stick with your faith and believe it. Because you can talk to your money and you can tell your money what to do. But it's going to cause you to work on the other end. And if you can be dedicated for that in 2016, it will pull you out of debt. Well, maybe I shouldn't say debt. Well, it is still debt because it's money you owe. You will be pulled out of that in 2016. If you know how to talk to your money and be faithful to what you believe that your money can do.
Amen.
Okay?
Okay, amen. Amen.
That's it. See, you want to make money to get money, but you got to understand you already have money. You have to make it come to you now.
Right.
See, too often we try to go to hey, well, if you don't have a job, you ain't going to get no money. Yes, that is true. But you can also work what you have now and have it to do what you want it to do. We don't talk to money like we should.
Right.
Oh, if I had $10,000, oh, Lord Jesus, oh, man, I'd be out of debt. If you have, you got to tell yourself, I've got $10,000, and I'm working myself now out of debt so I can have some finance. So that's how that works.
Right, absolutely.
Okay, so you remember that, and please call us in and always give us an update.
Absolutely.
We love updates, okay?
All right, thank you.
And thank you for calling into the show as well. God bless. You know what? You know what the Lord just said, our caller? And I see you still in the switchboard. The Lord told me to tell you that you are blessed on purpose. Okay, you know what? Everybody connected tonight, I'm going to tell you tonight, be blessed on purpose. God bless you all. I thank you all for calling into the show. And I just want to say those that are calling into the show, it's very important that, you know what? The Lord say don't even say that. God bless you, caller. How are you?
Hi, I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Okay. The Lord stopped me in my tracks. And he said, no, don't you dare say that. So the Lord said, answer the call. God bless you. Please forgive my disobedience, at least for a second or two. And I thank God for you. How I can be a blessing to you.
Oh, many blessings to you.
Yes. Is there anything I can help you with tonight?
I'm just, I just tuned in, just driving home.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. Okay, well, Well, listen, this is the word tonight, and the show is actually over with, but I'm going to take one more call, and the word is be blessed on purpose, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, and God bless you, and thank you for coming back.
God bless you.
God bless you as well. God
Bye-bye.
Bless you, and we call for you. God bless you.
Hello?
Yes,
yes.
The last
hi.
Caller.
Thank you for taking my... Thank you. My name is Ku'uleilani.
Your name is who?
My name is Ku'uleilani.
Okay. How can I be a blessing to you tonight?
I was just wondering what you got for me in the love area, what you prophesized for me in the future.
You know what? The love area hasn't really been working for you. I see a,
right.
What do you call it? Oh, Lord. I can't even remember the device. Well, let me just put it to you this way. The love area has been very shaky and has been very up and down with you.
Mm-hmm.
I see that there's no consistency with you when it comes to relationships. And what I want to tell you tonight about that, and I'm not sure that this broadcast is recording because the show is actually over with. If
mm-hmm.
you want to see the change in that in 2016, you still have, okay, help me how to tell her this, Lord. You still have the residue of some of your old relationships on you. And if you want that
right.
residue to get, if you want that residue to come off you, then you're going to have to let go completely. That don't mean to the individual, but it could mean to the situation. And until that happens, you're going to have those rocky, shaky, up and down relationships. You have the residue of your past relationships still connected to you. And some of the residue was left on you intentionally. So all of that has
mm-hmm.
to be removed. And before that can be removed, you could start by whatever happened in those relationships. You have to begin to let those things go fully and not have control or authority over you.
Right. Well, thank you.
Okay, and I want you to call back
mm-hmm.
into the show. We're here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and I definitely want to check up on you in regards to that because there's some things that you have been through, and even as a woman, I know how difficult those things can be at times. Okay?
Yes, thank
All
you.
Right.
Much blessing to you. Aloha.
Yes, thank you so much, and thanks for calling into the show. God bless you all. You have joined us here, Prophecy Night. I'm not sure if we're still recording live. You can join me here for Prophecy Night on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The only time I would air at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, unless there was something within my schedule that did not allow me to be here for 6 p.m. I want to thank everyone that called into the show, and I even want to thank the ones that are listening that do not call in. And I thank God for you. Make sure to join me on Wednesday. And if you didn't get a chance of your call being answered, this is a 30-minute segment show, so it's important that you call in before 7:30. If the Spirit say pick up the call, by all means, I'll be obedient and pick that call up. So God bless you all. I look forward to talking with you on Wednesday, Prophecy Night, 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. God bless you all.